This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're into week four of a national and global lockdown due to coronavirus, and we're here to answer your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. Intelligent Medicine encompasses all of medicine, nutrition, vitamins, supplements, exercise, but the focus is on coronavirus as we appear to be contemplating emerging from the lockdown, at least partial relief from the stricture to stay inside and avoid contact, social distancing, flattening the curve. It's going to be inevitable over the next few weeks that people are getting kind of antsy. The trends are improving. Here's the latest news. This just came in this morning. It's the latest projection. A key coronavirus model has lowered its estimate of total U.S. deaths in its latest projection of how many will die due to the contagious virus. Now, remember, in the beginning of this, it was estimated that as many as 2 or 3 million Americans would die of the coronavirus. This was actually, according to some, a realistic estimation of the toll, and it was based on what happened on the cruise ship, where the infection rate was a fraction of 1%, but if you extrapolate to the population of the United States, which is 330 million people, well, you see where that's going. And so the models are improving. They lowered their projection of total deaths. That was last week's projection, from about 70,000 to just over 60,000. That's a terrible toll, but it's by no means hundreds of thousands or millions of deaths. And so the pressure is building for emerging from the lockdown. There's some serious consequences of the lockdown, economic consequences, health consequences. We'll get into some of those during today's program, and psychological consequences. Many of us are going a little stir crazy here as we shelter in place and avoid all social contact. It's a big burden, and we have to weigh the benefits of getting out there versus the risks of rekindling the epidemic. We'll take a look at some of the prospects for that. 877-726-8255 is our number. Lots of topics on today's program. The question is, how many of us have had this? Yeah, that's an important question. Also, the new testing, what is it going to tell us? So we've got lots of themes to cover on today's program. Plus, we're also going to talk about the important role that a specific nutrient may play in building immune resistance to viral infections. 877-726-8255. Start calling. And we got a caller, John, in New York. Let's hear from him. How you doing?
Oh, hey, doctor. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, of course, we're all concerned about the coronavirus, and I have a particular concern about a 12-year-old child, my son, actually. He's got an atrial septal defect. He's a small stature. We've known about the defect for several years. He was actually scheduled for open heart surgery in June after school was going to let out. So he's not an emergency case.
So it's now, what's called an elective case, and yeah. Elective surgeries are being delayed across the country and around the world. You know, the people who have conditions that eventually need to be treated, but some of these are serious conditions. It's just that they're not emergency conditions, and while they keep the hospitals, the load on the hospitals minimized, they also want to protect the patients who come into the hospital because, hospitals, keeping them sterile and free of viral contamination is a big problem. And some of these patients, like your son, may be a little immunosuppressed. So, if he got it, it might be more severe.
Exactly. If he gets it, it could be more severe for him. Also, he has a QPQS ratio, which you're aware of. He has a 1.6 QPQS ratio, so he doesn't have the proper blood flow through the pulmonary, through the lungs.
Right.
Also.
So can I explain to listeners what this is? We will take plenty of time to answer your question, but what is an ASD, an atrial septal defect? Well, it's a hole in the heart. And it means that, the septum that separates, the atria, in the heart, has a little leak. And what happens is that allows blood that is oxygenated to mix with blood that's deoxygenated, and it actually, makes you a little bit prone to deoxygenation, which is the problem, by the way, in a lot of patients who are going downhill with serious cases of COVID-19. So it is a, shall we say, a predisposing condition or a comorbidity for worse outcomes, although being 12 years old seems to help because the case is relatively rare in that age group.
Yeah, so being 12, I guess that could help him, but obviously we're concerned about him contracting this.
Yeah.
So we would be looking for, in his case, to do the surgery as soon as the doctors and the hospitals are.
And that may happen soon. That may happen soon. Yeah. Where are you located? What state?
Well,
you're in New York.
We're in Staten Island. We're looking at a hospital not on Staten Island in
New York. That's the problem, because if you lived in Montana, or South Dakota or someplace like that, or Alaska, they would actually be beginning to unravel this lockdown. So unfortunately, you're right in the epicenter of this, and it may be longer before they allow elective procedures. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, but obviously I'm very concerned about him and his health, and if he contracts this, and how it could help hurt him. And I also try to get him to eat well, and I follow a lot of your guidelines and other guidelines that are out there on the eating habits and supplements and all that. So I try to get him to do the same thing. He's a little reluctant to at his age, obviously.
So how can we help specifically with this situation?
So my question really was about his situation, and maybe other people have a similar situation with their children also. With defects of the heart and how that could harm them more so in this coronavirus.
So in fact, he is a little bit more vulnerable. But guess what? We're all on lockdown. The kids are not going to school. The kids are not socializing. And so, I think that's the best precaution that you can take. And here's the good news. There may be some as yet undiscovered protective factor that kids have. Because the cases of serious coronavirus infections in that age group are very, very, very small. One of the thoughts is that maybe kids are protected because they produce more melatonin. As we age, we drop in our melatonin production. But there's so many factors that decrease as we age. Nitric oxide is one of them. We'll talk a little bit about that later in the program. But, the suggestion is that you can give him elderberry for general protection. But it's a little bit like a belt and suspenders, because if he's at home, locked down, and there's no exposure whatsoever, he's not going to get it. So, what you need to do, is sweat it out for another month or 6 weeks. And, by then, I think they'll be opening up the hospitals to elective procedures, and I think you'll get the proper surgery performed. Thank you very much for that call. All the best to you, and thanks for listening. By the way, folks, there's protocols that I list, and I've got a whole page, a landing page at drhoffman.com of all the wonderful podcasts we've done and articles that I've written on the subject of coronavirus. It's all there for you, and you got plenty of time, too much time in your hands to digest all that material. Useful tips on how to prevent coronavirus. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Well, subject of the day, COVID-19. We'll cover some aspects of that when we return.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic and shutdown. We're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255. We've got a question from David in Iowa. Hi, David.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure. David, we're a little short on time, so just give us your question, please.
Okay, I have a question about a lot of these people are having anxieties, and I think that's probably what's causing some of the problem around here about people being, they just don't want to accept the fact that they have to do this. And yeah. I'm wondering, is there any type of medicine you can take for anxiety? Is there a prescription, or do you have to have a prescription from a doctor? Or?
Yeah. You know, so let's get to this. You know, here's the problem, and this is being well recognized, is that on the one hand, you know, we're trying to protect people from a potentially fatal disease, a disease that could be very devastating, but also this lockdown is really affecting Americans' mental health. I have an article here in front of me from Neuroscience News. U.S. adults are most concerned about experiencing increased anxiety as a result of COVID-19. Only 38% of Americans report feeling optimistic about the country's recovery. But 68% of people feel like everything is out of their control. And as many as 2 in 5 Americans report concerns about experiencing increasing anxiety in the wake of coronavirus. So it's a big problem. And so what can you do? Well, you know, there's the pharmacological route. Yes, there, you know, you can take Valium, you can take Xanax. These are benzodiazepines. But what they do is they basically dull you. And they make you more tired. They affect sleep patterns. In other words, you may fall asleep all day long, but have sleep problems later on. They're highly addictive. And plus, they're hard to get because doctors experience many hurdles in prescribing over the phone because they want to discourage getting these medications out there for good reason. A lot of people are becoming addicted, and there's, you know, health problems associated with taking these medications chronically. We had a wonderful podcast last week with Dr. Neil Levin, who talked about some of the non-pharmacological ways to deal with anxiety. Of course, yes, there's exercise, and yes, there's, you know, making sure you have social contact via Zoom or, you know, via Skype or FaceTime. Giving yourself a menu of pleasurable activities, you know, whether it's, you know, a musical instrument or playing games, or watching Netflix, preferably watching less in the way of news. I mean, yes, we want to keep informed, but, you know, that nonstop litany of, you know, the death toll mounting, you know, and the political arguments that are, you know, on cable news, that can just make you more upset. So yes, mental health is a big thing. The natural things that seem to work. L-theanine is wonderful for anxiety, magnesium threonate for sleep, melatonin can be helpful, SAMe is helpful, GABA can be helpful. There's some products that contain GABA. Just merely taking adequate amounts of omega-3 fatty acids may have a moderating effect on mood and reduce depression. And overall, you know, you want to eat a healthy diet. You want to keep your blood sugar stabilized. There's such a thing as a pro-inflammatory bad diet. You know, a lot of junk food, chemicalized food, food that is rich in refined carbohydrates that actually inflame the brain. And when you have an inflamed brain, you have a bad mood and your brain's not working well. So, you know, this really kind of introduces the notion that COVID-19 is kind of a lifestyle problem. And it's a lifestyle problem in a couple of ways. One is if you're overweight, if you're diabetic, if you're hypertensive, if you're a smoker, this puts you at much higher risk of serious consequences of the coronavirus. But if you're on a better diet, you're going to be less prone to having a bad course. Now, it's not going to be some magical shield against all misfortune. I'm not here to tell you that, you know, it's merely taking vitamins and, you know, exercising and eating well. It's not going to make it so you're invulnerable, but it's going to make it less likely that you're going to go down that rabbit hole towards being admitted to a hospital and put on a ventilator where your chances of survival may be as low as 50% or less. So the other thing that the good diet can do and the good lifestyle can do is bolster your mood. Because guess what? Before coronavirus, a very high percentage of Americans were anxious and depressed. And one of the reasons they're anxious and depressed is because of lifestyle. You know, their diets were poor. They were overweight. They were sedentary. And that has a big impact on mood. One of the most effective ways to modulate your mood is by just getting out there and taking a walk. And yeah, I know there's lockdowns, but I don't think there's any place in the country where they arrest you for going outside. You know, put on a mask if necessary, but absolutely get out there. Regular exercise can protect against deadly coronavirus complications, according to a study. The study done recently at the University of Virginia School of Medicine. And also, exercise can be a very effective way to treat depression. So this article that I have here was from well before the coronavirus in 2018. It says, exercise can be a very effective way to treat depression, so why don't American doctors prescribe it? Well, you know, I'm prescribing it, and, you know, it's a lot easier to obtain exercise than a prescription for a benzodiazepine, which doctors may be reluctant to give to you over the phone. So that's my suggestion and my prescription for you, David, is try the natural approach. Just listen to that podcast that I did last week with Neil Levin. Some great insights on non-pharmacological ways to deal with depression and anxiety. Good stuff. 877-726-8255 for questions. Keep them coming. The subject, well, it's coronavirus. Still with us as we move into week four of the lockdown. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstores, supermarkets, and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here in my arsenal of supplements for dealing with coronavirus anxiety. Earlier, I was talking to David in Iowa. What are some non-prescription ways to work on anxiety? I mentioned a bunch of things, but I neglected to mention CBD, cannabidiol. And that is one of the best over-the-counter methods to deal with mild to moderate anxiety, and also to enhance sleep quality, which we know is very important for supporting immunity. So with a nod to one of our sponsors, Plus CBD Oil. Their website is pluscbdoil.com. Consider ordering some of their CBD, which is doesn't have the side effects of marijuana. It's like smoking pot. It's very subtle, but it helps with mood and relaxation. And I've been taking a couple at bedtime throughout this, and I've had just wonderful, wonderful deep sleeps. Even amid the uncertainty and anxiety of the coronavirus pandemic. All right, this item. Here in New York City, of course, we're in the epicenter of COVID-19, and there's something very interesting happening here. For pregnant women, a funny thing happened on the way to the delivery room. So, it's an elective thing, delivering a baby, but you gotta go to the hospital to deliver a baby, right? I mean, I guess you gotta get a home birth, but most women go to the hospital to deliver a baby. But when you go to the hospital these days, they screen you for coronavirus. They do a swab, a nasal swab or an oral swab, to see if you're COVID-19 positive. And what they found recently over, I guess it was the last week in March and the first week in April. A couple of hundred women showed up to deliver babies. This is a Columbia uptown on 181st Street here in New York City. So it's uptown Manhattan, maybe comprises parts of the Bronx. And what they found is that of those 200, there were a couple of women who had low-grade fevers. And they tested them, and indeed they had COVID-19. So they were, they were placed under appropriate isolation, and they ended up delivering their babies. Just, low grade, they weren't really sick, and they didn't have bad outcomes, but they were sick. So then they tested all the other women, the 200-some-odd women who were fine, and they were just going into labor. And what they found was pretty astonishing. They found that 13.7% of them tested positive for COVID, for coronavirus, which is an astonishing statistic and suggests that this may be, certainly in urban areas, in areas that are hard hit by the coronavirus, that a very high percentage of the population either has been or will be exposed to coronavirus. And by the way, this is a test that shows the presence of active viral particles in the mouth or the nasal passages. So they were actually infected at the time, but they were asymptomatic. How you doing? I'm doing fine. But man, these labor pains are killing me. Yeah, but you don't have a cough. You don't have shortness of breath. You don't have a fever. No, I'm fine. It's just like, get this baby out of me. Okay. 13.7% positive. Now, this is not the vaunted antibody test that they talk about, which is going to be supposedly the pathway to an immunity certificate for people. People will say, okay, I've had it. I test positive. That means I can go back to work. I'll be protected. But that's very controversial because we don't even know what those tests mean. Some of those tests aren't standardized. They haven't really been accepted by the FDA or approved. Test kits that were delivered to Spain and England, imported from China, by the way, had to be discarded because they were so inaccurate. They were absolutely poor predictors of who had this. So the question is, well, what if you test positive that you've had it? Does that absolutely confer immunity? We don't know. How long will that immunity last? That's uncertain. There's going to be some hard-won truths that are going to emerge from this. But will antibody testing be the way that we can emerge from lockdown and test people on a wide basis and say, you've had it, you're exempt? We don't even know yet. So they're placing a lot of bets on these antibody tests, but not so fast. Not entirely sure that that's going to be the end-all and be-all of whether people have had it and now are immune and can safely go back to work. Needs more work. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. When we return, we're going to take a look at the potential role of a specific nutrient in supporting immunity, a fascinating discussion coming up with a guest. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. Slash Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, last week I did a wonderful podcast with Professor Matthew Budoff of UCLA, does preventive cardiology there, and he described the very, very exciting results of a research study that looked at the effects of nitrate-containing tablets, and they specifically used a brand, Berkeley Life, to elevate nitric oxide bioavailability. And what they found was amazing. They actually lowered systolic blood pressure by 12.5 points, diastolic blood pressure by almost 5 points in a group of volunteers. So very cool results. But today we're going to shed light on a different aspect of nitric oxide. which has to do with immunity. And yeah, immunity is top of our concerns these days because of coronavirus. Our guest is Beth Shirley, pharmacist and certified clinical nutritionist. Beth, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So I was really interested to read that, you know, we know if nitric oxide is, you know, it's part of the Viagra principle. It can enhance circulation in the body. It's good for the heart. It's good for circulation to that part of our body that we consider important that's below the belt. But I didn't realize that there are implications for immunity. So hold forth on that subject.
So nitric oxide is critically important to have our body like fight pathogens, to fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. And these are fought by the macrophages, the little Pac-Man in our body. And these little Pac-Man need optimal nitric oxide and vitamin C in order to do their job.
And so, you know, this may explain to some extent why there are so-called comorbidities, you know, people who are aged
or
as you age, your nitric oxide is depleted, especially in disease states. So that may be part of the equation, right?
Right. More than 99% of Italy's coronavirus fatalities had these comorbidities, is cardiovascular disease, diabetes, heart disease, and all of these are reflective of nitric oxide deficiency.
So for our listening audience not that familiar with the concept, can you give us a quick primer, bring us up to speed on nitric oxide? I mean, it's, you know, it's
nitric
oxide
is a signaling molecule, but one of its main jobs is to open up the circulation and microcirculation and to help our body fight these pathogens.
Mm-hmm. So it's a vasodilator, but also there's something about a nitric oxide burst that may be one of the ways that the body defends itself and kills invaders, right?
That's right.
As far as I understand it.
Right, exactly. But also, if you don't have your circulation and microcirculation open, all of these defenders in our body can't get in there to do their job. They can't get in there to have this oxidative burst to kill these pathogens. And then the debris from the killing will not be able to be carried away. So all of this debris builds up and clogs things.
Right. So that's all well and good, but you know, how have we proven the proposition that taking a concentrated pill of, say, beet extract along with some other cofactors can actually materially increase our nitric oxide? Has that been conclusively demonstrated?
Yes, it has. There's been lots of studies, even using our product, that shows it has blood levels, saliva levels, decreases the blood pressure. So we know that it's opening up the circulation. Mm-hmm. And we know that increasing the nitric oxide will actually help your body defend against this coronavirus. They've been using nitric oxide in studies since 2004 to fight these viruses.
Yes, SARS was sort of a precursor to coronavirus, and I think that came around in 2003, so they've been looking for various angles to deal with SARS. I mean, a kind of a dire prediction is that we haven't come up with a vaccine against even the SARS that came around in 2003. So, you know, we're dependent on these natural strategies and social distancing at the present time.
Right.
In
2005, they used a nitric oxide donor in a SARS test, and they showed that this nitric oxide donor decreased the viral replication. So nitrite, as in using the nitrate to nitric oxide pathway, nitrite is a nitric oxide donor.
Mm-hmm. But isn't nitrite the same kind of thing that you try to avoid in bacon?
That study that brought that to light has been disproven in multiple peer review studies.
So he's saying that we can eat our nitrite enriched bacon?
I'm saying that there might be other things in that food that may be problematic, but it's not the nitrates or the nitrites that are in the food that are causing the issue.
In other words, the PAHs, the burnt carbohydrates and sugars and damaged proteins, that may be the problem. So what about the proposition that if you get the right diet, you can get all the nitric oxide production that you need? How much arugula or how much spinach or how many beets would you have to consume to get what's in the Berkeley Life product?
Well, in the Berkeley Life product, two capsules equals about 5 ounces of spinach or 7 ounces of beets. But the thing is, when you've got these vegetables from all different parts of the country, they'll have varying levels of nitrates contained with them. So you never really know how much you're getting.
Okay. So a reliable source would be, just as an insurance policy, to take a couple of capsules of Berkeley Life every morning, as I do. And I take it before workouts. Is it a bridge too far to imagine that this might enhance athletic performance? Because it's my impression that I can go a little further and work out a little harder when I take my nitric oxide support.
Right. It will increase your endurance and decrease your recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go longer and harder and recover quicker.
Yeah. Indeed. So that certainly would be a plus for people who are, sheltering in place, but, want to do a little exercise during this time.
Well, they've shown that exercise will actually decrease your chance of getting the virus, and exercise increases the production of nitric oxide.
So certainly that is one of the mechanisms by which exercise is helpful. It reduces insulin resistance, keeps you lean, keeps your blood sugar stabilized. I mean, certainly there are ancillary benefits, but nitric oxide may be one of the pathways. So is additional research undertaken now to see if nitric oxide supplementation may have an antiviral effect? I mean, we're looking at vitamin C, we're looking at vitamin D, melatonin, some of these things.
Right. There's a lot of research using the nitric oxide and vitamin C. Both of those are essential or the immune system in order to be able to fight these pathogens.
Would you say vitamin C is sparing to nitric oxide in some way, that it helps support nitric oxide indirectly?
Directly, it supports nitric oxide. Vitamin C helps reduce and keep BH4, an enzyme that you need for the NOS enzymes to make nitric oxide, and vitamin C is the only molecule that can reduce that BH3 back to BH4 and keep that NOS enzyme functioning correctly.
That's nitric oxide synthase. It's the enzyme that helps your body synthesize nitric oxide. Okay, so there. Some people propose that the best way to get your nitric oxide boosted is through arginine and or citrulline. Is just that another way to do it, or is it preferable to get dietary nitrates through beet extracts and products like Berkeley Life?
Well, arginine and citrulline funnel into that NOS, the nitric oxide synthase enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, by the time we're 40, this enzyme is only functioning around 50%.
Oh, okay.
By the time we're 60, it's only functioning about 15%.
It's the bottleneck. It's the bottle. So in other words, you can just feed arginine until the cows come home. But if you don't have that enzyme activity, if it's a weak pathway, which it tends to become as you age, or for genetic reasons, I've done some genetic work looking at nitric oxide densities.
Right.
Yeah, there's a gene that determines that. Some people, unfortunately, the people who have that gene, they're kind of out of luck when it comes to potential for ED. The men are, because they have a higher potential for erectile dysfunction because their nitric oxide production is reduced. So, yeah, there's a connection there.
Yeah, that's where supplementing with nitrates to increase the nitrate to nitrite to nitric oxide pathway is so essential in keeping our nitric oxide levels up. This pathway is not NOS dependent.
Okay, so you can kind of work around that. So some people might argue, well, why not take Viagra every day, or, you know, Levitra, or, you know, any of those erectile dysfunction medications? We'll boost our nitric oxide that way. Is that a losing proposition long term?
Well, those drugs require adequate nitric oxide in order to even work. So if you don't have enough nitric oxide, you will not get the erection. Those drugs allow the erection to hang around longer.
I see. So it's kind of like putting a stopper in the bathtub, but if you don't have the faucet on to fill the bathtub, you're going to actually run out of production of nitric oxide. Okay, let's give people the heads up on this. Berkeley Life, where can people get more information about the product?
They can go to BerkeleyLifeProfessional.com. Can I just say a couple minutes about stress?
No, we're actually kind of limited on our time, but we'll bring you back during one of our weekly podcasts, and we can go, you know, full on that subject. So Berkeley Life Professional, by the way, it's available only via health professionals, but available to our listeners via full script. So check it out, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide. Also get the test strips to measure your levels. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, and a thank you to Beth Shirley for joining us today.